Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTV comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now. I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you're not a regular to this type of radio, here's a word of caution. You may find it explicit. You decide if Tampa Bay Radio is blaring out airwaves or shockwaves.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There's nothing more you can leave behind, so forget about seeing, get into your mind. Everything looks better when the world's black. Grab a fork, make your first attack. Lights out! Poke your eyes out. Lights out! Put a pen in your hand, poke your eyes out. I can't see too well, what's it all about?
I don't know, man, did you poke your eyes out?
Sure thing, I did it today. It's time to get hip to the lights out way. Lights out!
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the show. Anna Hum will be joining me in just a second. Follow the show. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, home_made_man and HMB Radio. That's Hotel Mike Bravo. Not Hotel Mike Bravo, but the letters. HMB. And I'd like you to do that. That'd be fun. And if you're enjoying the program, you can always donate. And if you really like the show and you want to tell people that you like this show, which some of you, a few of you have done, I don't know if I would do it myself, but I appreciate you doing it. You can go to hmbradio.com/store. It'll be up for a few more weeks. I guess August is when I have to renew it. And I'm not renewing it because it's too expensive. So go get that limited edition merchandise for the time being, hmbradio.com/store. And you can leave a voice and text message at 813-693-2124. We do this show live, by the way, on YouTube, and I would encourage you to check it out because we got to watch some videos today that were pretty fun to watch, so you probably want to see them. You get the sort of the same effect from the audio, but the visual is really where it's at. So subscribe to YouTube, HMB Radio over there, and you can interact with us and enjoy, and it'll be fun. So let's get into that show. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Homemade Broadcast, episode 441. That should be. That's what happens when you copy and paste. Welcome, Anna Hummel. How are you?
I'm well. I'm doing okay. I'm severely unmotivated today for reasons I don't quite understand. But it was very hard to get anything done today because I just didn't want to do life today or ever.
Yeah, I totally understand that. That's totally normal.
Usually I'm a pretty motivated individual. Some days more than others, but today was especially bad. I didn't want to do anything.
Well, you've had off for a few days, right? Maybe that's you just out of the routine. Yeah.
Which is weird because usually you think the more time you have off, the more refreshed you would be and ready to go back. But in actuality, it's really the opposite. You get into a new routine of doing nothing, and now you don't want to do anything ever again.
I understand. Yeah, that is that's one of the big things with like vacation, that I couldn't enjoy vacation because I just thought about eventually I'm going to have to do something again. Yeah. I have to be somewhere at a certain time, and it's like remember on Fridays. Whenever Friday would roll around, I'd be like, it's the weekend and it's almost Monday in a few days. I can't enjoy
anything. Yeah, you
would
always say that. You would always say that. Yes, yes.
And it's a perverse worldview to have, but it's my worldview. And it's kind of good, though, because it keeps me not enjoying anything for too long and getting through the process of knowing that I'm going to have to go back to work at some point. And facing it head on. So I'm not surprised by it. Always try to get a little bit ahead. But it's also probably not healthy mentality either. But, you know, that's just the way I am. It was nice to see you over 4th of July. I see you have all your fingers, all your toes. Everything's there, right?
Yes, we're good. I did get close to some fireworks, but I was not actually the one setting them off. So I'm good. Everyone around me is good. It was, I don't know about you, Will, but I think this 4th of July was pretty much the perfect 4th of July. Like, it was a great day from start to finish.
I had a great time. We don't have a boat personally, but we know people who have access to a boat, and that's really, you know, the way to do it. I mean, that's the old moniker that people use. And you're not responsible for anything. You just go. You bring some alcohol. You don't have to worry about driving the boat. You go. We went with our friend Kevin, and we went to Egmont Key and docked. And I drank tequila straight out of the bottle and stood in waist-deep water for many hours. Got a little bit sunburned. And
I went on the shore and peed myself for about an hour straight, and it was lovely. We all were doing the things that we love. I'm always going to the bathroom, always having to pee. It was just so nice to just sit and pee on myself for about an hour straight. Yeah. I felt like a baby. Every time the urge came, you just go.
Yeah. I had a hard time with that. You know, I'm afraid of the water, and I'm noticing more and more. Now, I don't know if it's just I'm noticing it more or there's more attacks. Noticing a lot of gator attacks. There's a few shark attacks over the weekend.
Yes.
And that's my fear. Stingrays, getting stung by a stingray is terrifying. Jellyfish.
I don't mess with aquatic life. We saw that snook in the water, and that fully freaked me out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, those things won't mess with you, but, you know, I feel like I'm due.
It was big.
It was big, but, yeah, they won't. Those things won't mess with you. But if there's a snook in the water, maybe there's a shark in there that wants to eat.
A larger fish, correct. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I was a little off put by that. And for many years, I did not go in the water because of that fact. When I was a child, I swam out to the buoy, and I remember swimming out there feeling accomplished as a young man, 12, 13 years old, and looking down and seeing a huge shadow go underneath my feet. It was a giant shark. It's probably a sand shark, harmless. I don't know. And I swam back to shore, and I said, yeah, I don't think I'm going to go in the water anymore. I think I'm done, and really haven't since then. But since Destin and seeing the clear water there, I went in the ocean there. I'm a little nervous, but typically I'm drinking if I'm in the water, which I was there. And then I had, you know, a nice big bottle of tequila to go into. And then I can't, much like you, I can't control my bladder anymore. If I'm drinking, I definitely have to pee. And now even when I'm not drinking, I have to pee.
Same, yeah.
So now I'm just like, I have to go in the water to use the toilet. So I'm going to have to get used to it again. So it's kind of been a good thing getting back in touch with my backyard. You know, I grew up here and getting in the water, but it was a little, I'm definitely, my head's on a swivel looking around, although I'm sure you won't see it if it actually does happen and comes to that.
Yeah, no way. I saw that snook, and I just kept kind of booking it to the shoreline. You know, I wasn't really staying in the water for too long. Tried to go on the boat, but it kept rocking and it was making me sick. So, you know, I had to do what I had to do. But it was a great day. Got lots of sun, hung out with people, ate great food. drank to my heart's content and just A-plus day.
Yeah. Yeah, blast. Although I didn't see any fire. Well, that's not entirely true. I went home pretty early, and I watched a few fireworks from just from the neighborhood people. I plan on going down, maybe riding the bike down to the pier, but I didn't make it. I didn't make it that way. Yeah. So I sat in my zero gravity chair with a seltzer and watched a few fireworks go off. And I went inside, which bummed me out a little bit, but, you know, I made do. That was fine. I can wait a few more months until New Year's to get a really good 4th of July
you really
show.
Like the fireworks show.
I do. I enjoy it. I don't know why. I used to be afraid of them when I was a kid, but, you know, it's kind of a full body experience. It tickles many senses. It's you see it and they're kind of cool looking, and then you can smell the gunpowder in the air. You can feel the explosion.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's kind of off-putting a little bit about the drone shows. Even though they're very cool, they don't have that same. They don't tickle all the senses.
No, I mean it's like watching a concert on someone's Instagram versus being there. You're never going to capture the experience, so why even bother? Like, why are you recording this? It's not the same, not even close. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, 100%. There was a few, of course. There's good videos online of some fireworks gone wrong, which is one of my favorite things.
The Terry one, I imagine you're referring to.
No, that one's old news. I mean, just new ones from this past year. I'm assuming one of them was rapper Chief Keef. Are you familiar with him?
I'm not. No.
Okay. Well, he almost burned down his house. I'm gonna try to. Cool. I'm my own producer here, so bear with me a minute. I'm gonna share the screen here, and I'm going to pull it up. I have it pulled up here on Twitter, so we can all watch it together. Yeah. Here we go. Oh boy.
Oh no.
Hold on. I gotta pull it. No. I gotta pull it all the way back. Let's see. Okay. We're in the shot. That one's in the shot. All right, good. Now I'm going to go ahead and play this, and enjoy Chief Keef almost blowing up his house. Yeah,
they're just laughing. What else can you do?
A bit intense there, my God. Yeah, a little bit intense there. Yeah, I don't know what happened exactly with that one. That is a shocking, though, of those poor people just getting blown up. But that's part of the fun. I mean, that's just
part of the thrill. Now, I don't know if you know this about my boyfriend Chris, but he actually makes fireworks. Did you know that?
I did hear that. He kind of told me that, and I was hoping maybe he brought some because I wanted to light some off, but unfortunately, I guess he didn't do that. That's a shame because I would have loved to
see. The following morning, we had quite a discussion about how fireworks operate because I'm a very curious person, and I don't know anything about fireworks, obviously, so I was learning about all the different compartments within a single firework. And how it, what causes it to lift off. And then apparently there's like a timing chamber thing and then the actual explosion and how you get the specific colors from the firework. Not that I remember really much of it, but the general concepts still are fresh in my mind. So it's an interesting thing.
So he didn't make any to blow off himself this year.
No, and I think the ones that he makes really I think you need a large field space to in the event that something, you know, goes wrong, you need a lot of area. He probably didn't want to do it in a residential area. It seems like he has a group of camping friends that go out into the wilderness and they do crazy stuff. I've seen some videos before that were kind of much like the video we just saw.
Yeah,
but about 400 times as powerful, like crazy.
Do you have any? Now you grew up predominantly in California. I can imagine are fireworks banned there. I can imagine in California I don't think so.
Yeah. I remember people shooting them off. I never did. I didn't have any friends. You have to understand, like, first off, I wasn't cool growing up ever, so it was rare that I had like male friends. It was mostly just me and my like loser chick friends. And girls and boys are very different. Girls don't like to mess with dangerous stuff. You know, I wasn't like, hey, Diva, please put down that sparkler. Like, we weren't interested in potentially harming ourselves. So we never had any, like, even our dads never did any fireworks or anything. But we would often go to, like, a place to watch fireworks.
Right.
Like Disneyland or, you know, we had a pier where I grew up, so there were fireworks there. But
did people have them in your neighborhood? Was that a thing?
Maybe like the pop rocks, the things that you hit the ground with, and it's
right. Yeah, that's
yeah, snakes like and sparklers. Stuff like that, but nothing significant. No, I don't remember any of that.
Right, so. Right. I mean, growing up in Florida, obviously fireworks were a big part of my childhood, and we would have so much fun with those things. I mean, very dangerous. Things that we
they're bombs, you know.
Literally, yeah. We would make. There was a redneck across the street. His name was Bill as well. Bill was a great guy, a hilarious dude. He had a half a foot because he got it run over by a train when he was a child. He grew up in Tennessee. He had a dog tattooed on his weird half foot, and he would kind of shake it around like a puppet and entertain us kids with it. And one year when he was living across the street from us, of course, Bilbo had all the fireworks. I mean, it's a stereotype, and he lived it. Mm-hmm. So he had a unique strategy with fireworks, and I understood why he had one foot during this time because he was very reckless with these things. He would, you know, the mortars. The process with the mortars is it's the same circumference as the bomb, right? The tube that it goes into. So you would take this right. tube and stick it up, and then you would put the mortar in, and then the fuse would stick out of the top.
Right.
It was a long fuse, and then you would light the fuse back up, and it would launch out perfectly upright. And Bill decided, I'm not doing it that way. I don't like to do it that way. I have my own way of doing this thing, which is I'm going to try to – I called it bozoing the clown – this firework, which I don't know if you're familiar with WGN's Bozo show, but they used to have a game called the bucket game, and they would have six buckets lined up with 1 through 6, and then 1 was pretty close, and then the 6 was a little bit farther away. And then what you would do is you'd throw a ping pong ball into these buckets. Now, he decided that he was going to do this with a mortar firework. This is one of the big ones that, boom, make the noise and go up into your chest, and that you can see, feel, hear, taste, smell. And he decides he's going to do that. So he takes the mortar, lights it, and tries to toss it in the perfectly round, small circumference. I mean, we're talking like this big at best that he's trying to make it into. And, of course, he misses. I mean, he's not going to make this shot. Kobe Bryant couldn't make this shot. And, of course, it missed, and it went flying and hit a lady's house and exploded. That was a great time. We used to have bottle rocket fights.
Was the house demolished? Or
No, it wasn't. But it did explode and definitely leave a mark on the home. Okay. Let's just put it that way. And she was none too happy about this. But everyone kind of understood. Like, that's just part of the deal. You know, this is Florida. It's 4th of July. Somebody might get hurt and perhaps some damaged property. But so it was not encouraged, but everyone knew it could happen living on this block. Yeah, we would do that. We would do the bottle rocket fights. He lived across the street, so we'd make PVC guns and then put bottle rockets in there and then shoot bottle rockets at each other from across the street. That was always a lot of fun. We used to do something called firework baseball. And firework baseball was a very dangerous game, where you took this mortar shell that you launch out of a tube, and instead you would light and then throw up in the air and try to hit it with a baseball bat to get it to, you know, fly that way. And, you know, I'm not particularly a good athlete, so I would miss the majority of the time, and it would fall on the ground and then launch and go God knows where. There were so many things that could have killed us that we used to do with these things. And I'm so glad that I didn't blow. I think the craziest thing was a bottle rocket landed on my shoulder. And then exploded, and I was kind of deaf for a little bit. But it came back, thank God. That was the worst thing that happened to me during that whole entire time, which I cannot believe.
That's wild. That's wild that your love of fireworks persists despite the fact that you, you know, danced with death many times, or at least hearing loss.
Yeah, yeah. One time we took this this girl, Helena, that was a friend of ours. My buddy Adam decided to he was holding the launcher shell and putting the mortars in there, and then they would blow off out of the shell, and he would hold them, and it looked cool.
Yeah.
So he did that with her and had her hold it. And he put the mortar in backwards, but and it was an accident, but it exploded, you know, on top of her head, essentially. And she was deaf for a period of time. They were very concerned that she was deaf permanently because she was a musician, or she still is a musician, but she couldn't hear. And obviously,
yeah, that's problematic. You know, she's probably not the next Beethoven. So I imagine she needs her hearing to be at least an adequate musician.
Yeah. Yeah. And luckily, it did come back, and she's still plucking the guitar at different establishments across the Tampa Bay area. I mean, so many things. One of the things I don't understand, Anna, about the 4th of July, though, is...
Let me explain it to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, please. Is the shooting guns off in the air. Every year this happens. And this is one of those things where I'm keeping a tally and a list of things that I can't believe don't happen more, where they should. Because it's just, you know, it happens all the time, but the repercussions don't come from these things.
Well, I think people are expecting to hear a lot of explosions on that day. So I think that they're thinking that they can get away with it more easily because people will just kind of mistake it for a firework and it won't cause as much alarm as it would on any other day of the year.
Right.
Would be my guess.
I think you're right. But the thing about that is, it's a projectile that comes out and then it comes back down. It doesn't just go into space. It's coming back down at some point. And I think that's one of the things that people don't understand. Or if they do, they just think, like, what are the odds that it's going to hit somebody?
Mm-hmm.
But it always does. Last year this happened. And in Delray Beach, there was a woman who was struck by gunfire on the 4th of July after she thought she just got hit by a firework. According to the police on Twitter, on July 4th, around 9 p.m., a woman was treated at the hospital for an arm wound. Police say that the woman thought she had been struck by a stray firework, but doctors determined that she had been struck by a bullet, which was lodged in her arm. Non-threatening life injuries, luckily, but that's one of those things. You know, people are doing that a lot on that day, just firing those things off. But there was only one lady that got hit, so I guess,
and she's okay.
And she's okay. She is okay. Another thing with fireworks I can't believe doesn't happen more is I told you about Bill and the hitting the lady's house.
Yes.
I can't believe that doesn't end up in more fires. But it definitely,
yeah,
it definitely
it's
does.
It's relatively infrequent for how many people are setting off fireworks, which means most people are doing them, you know, at least somewhat correctly. Enough to avoid hurting others or damaging property. So it's pretty impressive because I don't know about you, but on the drive home, crossing the bridge, Howard Franklin, I mean, we saw fireworks everywhere. Everywhere. Like even on the 275 before we hit Howard Franklin, I mean, it was just fireworks, 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 fireworks everywhere. It was awesome, actually.
Now, do you know, because there was... Do you know how many fires in the Tampa Bay area that there were? Because I have the raw numbers, the raw data for this
fires
year.
Fires due to fireworks?
Yes.
No, I don't know the numbers.
There were 3 fires in less than 2 hours that kept Tampa Bay firefighters busy on July 4th. Hillsborough County Fire responded to a blaze on Sora Trace Street in Fishhawk at about 9:45 p.m. They saw heavy smoke and flame shooting through the home. And officials said at least one person was inside the home when the fire broke out, but was able to escape with his 2 dogs. A 3rd dog is still missing. No injuries were reported. And then there was 2 more going back to Ashley Parkway in Sarasota, and that fire was extinguished around midnight, and all the residents were accounted for, so no injuries there. Officials said the blaze was caused by fireworks, but the incident is still being investigated. And then there was another in Dunedin, Pinellas County, and they were called to 600 block of Pinewood Drive in Dunedin. It's quickly extinguished by firefighters there. No one was injured. So, I mean, again, you know, we're shooting guns off. We're shooting these fireworks off. you know, irresponsibly catching people's houses on fire. Nobody died. How did nobody die?
Well, this time around, you know, we're lucky. But I feel like people have, many have lost limbs and fingers and whatnot. So I guess we could just count our lucky stars this 4th of July.
We did have one hand blown off.
Florida. Okay. Well,
yeah. It was a Florida man's hand was blown off by fireworks on early Saturday morning. Broward County down there, down south, deputies received a call regarding an incident involving fireworks just after 1 a.m. in Lauderdale Lakes in Florida on Saturday. When Brevard County Sheriff responded to the incident, the man, as well as his hand, were taken to an area hospital. The person was later taken to a different hospital by ambulance. A witness told the 7 News that the incident happened suddenly. He said it wasn't even like 5 minutes because as soon as he lights it, it exploded. And the man was taken to the hospital via a private vehicle, but the hand was taken to the hospital by Broward County Sheriff. So he didn't even bring his hand. He just went to the hospital. They had to bring it back, and they were not able to reattach it. So there was one small casualty, somebody's hand. But he even lived, getting your hand blown off.
Yes. Well, thankfully.
I thank God or the universe or whatever you want to call it looks over this holiday and says...
it's a good one.
Yeah.
4th of July is always a good one in my mind. You know, it's never a... you know, some holidays, like we've talked about this before when we did Stay Woke often, during... the holiday season, Christmas can be kind of bittersweet, or New Year's can be bittersweet, or even Thanksgiving can be bittersweet, you know, when things are rough for you. But 4th of July is just a good holiday. You could be just going through the worst time ever, breakup, divorce, death, but like a 4th of July is just a good time. There's no bittersweetness. Does that make sense?
Well, it's hard to, it's not a sentimental holiday like the end of the year holidays.
No, it's just about fun. Summer, getting drunk.
Pools,
like, that's it.
Yeah, pools, yeah. Beach, being, you know, scantily clad, you know, hooking up, hopefully, you know, yeah.
It's not about family. I mean, it can be, but it is, it's not, like you said, it's not in a sentimental way, or we're sitting around breaking bread. It's, you know, you're doing like a beer bong or something. You know what I mean? And I like that about that holiday. Some holidays are meant to be vapid and are meant to be shallow, and 4th of July is that. You know? It's nice.
It is nice. And I wish that some of my friends, and probably yours too, would have taken a day off from posting just the dumbest things on social media that day. But also...
Oh, I didn't even go on social media that day. Was it a lot of... politics or something?
Oh, absolutely. It was that, you know, essentially that America doesn't deserve a birthday this year. It doesn't deserve to be celebrated
year.
Because things are happening that people don't like. But my God, I mean, can't we enjoy anything?
No.
And I think the answer is no, right. I think that's the answer is absolutely not. You can't enjoy anything right now because I'm not getting what I want. So if I'm miserable, you have to be miserable. But at the same time, I'm thinking, I know that you're behind is eating a hot dog and having a beer today. Uh-huh. I know this is just performative. I mean, how can you, I want to see video of you and not just memes that you found online, but I want to see a video of you miserable. If you're going to do it, go full tilt. I want to see you in a dark room pouting. And I didn't see any of that. It was more just memes about how nobody deserves to have a good time today. And, It was sad. I wish I would have taken a day off, but also at the same time, I go, you know what? That's what this holiday is kind of all about, is posting dumbass stuff on social media, and you're right to do so.
Sure.
So I kind of respected it, even though I disagreed with it. I go, look, this is your day too. As an American, it's your right, and I hope you enjoy. But anyway, I'm going to go finish off this 4th hot dog and drink the rest of this tequila straight out of the bottle.
Hell yeah.
And sit in a pool and appreciate the small things and appreciate summer and appreciate the people I was around, the company I had. And it was a phenomenal time. It's one of my favorite holidays.
It really was a great day from start to finish. And everything that you want the 4th of July to be, you know, it was great weather for us. Apparently we were dodging rain left and right. You know, we found our way to on a beautiful local island with beautiful water, and it was warm, and the sun was out, and great food, and good people, and music, and drinks, and it was a 10 out of 10. Like, it was such a great time.
Yeah. Phenomenal. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line here. If you had any crazy fireworks stories, I would love to hear them. I know it's a little bit late now, but I would still love to hear them. I love those. I do have one more video I want to show you,
okay,
too.
Okay, one more.
It was really good. Now, do you know what the, I guess, business side of fireworks are? Like, how much, what the cap of fireworks are for the country?
No.
$1.9 billion
wow.
is what Americans spend on fireworks. That's insane. It isn't limited to Independence Day, of course. There's, you know, theme parks, light them off. I think Busch Gardens does it every day. $262 million in revenue in 2021. And that was, wasn't that when a lot of states just didn't do anything because it was, you know, COVID lockdowns and stuff?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. States that tightly regulate fireworks have a solid rationale. Exploring things can be dangerous. 538% spike in injuries on July 4th in many places. States across the country saw a massive uptick in the number of fireworks being purchased and set off, often recklessly and illegally during the pandemic, and total sales are only expected to grow. Now, I wanted to see what Florida's was because I was a little disappointed in Florida. I thought it was going to be super high. I mean, it was, they were just outside the top 10, but can you guess the state that spends the most, the largest increases in fireworks spending since 2008, if you were to take a guess?
I want to say California just because it's a big state.
California, but not on a list. That is a communist state, and they do not participate in fireworks. No, absolutely not.
Well, maybe I should take it to the south. Is it Texas?
Texas is a great guess, but no. No Texas. No. I can tell you that...
Maybe Tennessee.
Tennessee, another good guess, but no. You are on the right track as far as the South goes.
Mississippi, Louisiana.
No. You're guessing them all but the right ones. I'll just tell you.
Right.
Surprisingly, Utah is up there. Wisconsin, South Carolina, Connecticut. Okay. Missouri, Maine, South Dakota, Arizona, Georgia coming in at number two, and number one, Nevada, which I'm assuming has to do with Las Vegas right there.
Mm-hmm.
But Florida was just outside of the top 10 there. It was a little disappointing, but, you know, maybe next year we'll go get them. Okay, I was saving this video for last. So this is a really good one. In fact, I'm going to try to make it. Just bear with me a minute. I'm having to be my own producer here. So we're going to do that, and then I'm going to do this one. I'm going to share this, going through the process. Can you see it? You can. All right. I'm going to make this full screen and play.
Wow. Run!
Hold it.
Oh, it's going to be right. You cannot stick it in
the baby?
It's gonna work.
Who did that?
You gotta put it in the shoe.
Is everyone okay?
I have no idea. I'm assuming so. I certainly hope so. My favorite is the Simply Safe logo up at the top there. That's
that's
the best. My God, yeah, that's great stuff.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah, if you
in the worst way.
If you're listening to this on audio, I encourage you to go check out the YouTube stream of this. Just search HMB Radio because it's definitely worth seeing. I must have watched that. I don't know, 25 times in the past few hours?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh,
I just hope everyone is alive before I start making jokes, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But it's just, it's one of those things where you go, it should happen. I mean, there should be mass casualties from how just inept these people are. Like, you see people out in the street and you go, I don't know how you keep yourself alive. And then we give them access to not only firearms, but fireworks, which
right.
I think more people even take advantage of and you know, bad things can happen. You know, much. And then, you know, you got to think about not only user error, but, you know, we're buying these things from China. I don't think China, you know, China might be like, yeah, let's make the fuse, you know, a few inches shorter and see what happens, you know, just out of like some sort of
sabotage.
You
don't really know what you're getting ever, so you got to be careful out there.
Much like they did with, like, things like fentanyl and, you know, just shipping them over here, working with the cartels. So, yeah, it's a good time. I can't believe that people just aren't dead. There was a story a few years ago where a guy got his head blown off and died. But, you know, that's once every, you know, few years. You always get somebody blows their hand off. They had Tampa Bay Buccaneer, former Buccaneer JPP, Jason Pierre-Paul, has his weird Ninja Turtle hand now where he's got mangled.
Yeah,
have you ever seen it?
I remember that. And, I mean, that's part of the risk, right? Because for the 99.999% of everybody else who played with fireworks, they had a great time. It was a memorable experience in the best way. But part of that is because you know that there's some risk involved, and that's why it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is fun to play with fireworks. It just is. And I think people all understand that they might blow their head off or, you know, at best their hand. But most of the time, nothing happens. But, you know, that's part of our freedom of being an American, is the ability to do this stupid-ass stuff. And, you know, maybe you'll get a cool Ninja Turtle hand out of it, or have a good story. Have a good story to tell at your office party. Walk in with your weird Ninja Turtle hand, and then you can be like, what happened? You'll always have an icebreaker from that point on, you know? I don't know how people do see his hand. Because I don't think he wraps it up when he plays, but he must. I mean, I'm assuming he just walks around with it. I don't know how people don't go, what happened to your hand?
Because
there's...
Because he has some sort of, you know, a celebrity status, people probably already know.
Right.
You know?
But there's got to be people like Bill, my across-the-street neighbor with his half foot, that you just go, what's going on here? I feel like people are too kind, you know,
polite.
If someone's got a big mole on their face or something, usually you don't bring that stuff up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you got something weird like that, I would just think, I don't know how you wouldn't go, whoa, what's going on there? Anna, did you hear about the professional soccer team that the Tampa Bay is getting?
The Rowdies?
No, not the Rowdies. The indoor professional soccer team. The National Indoor Soccer League announced today that the Tampa's Yuengling Center will be home to the newest expansion team. The team will compete in a 24-game regular season beginning in December. It will be made up of both a men's and women's division. So I guess they'll do double headers. When you go watch one game, you'll get you'll be able to watch the ladies and the men's. The official name and details will be unveiled on July 11th at 10 a.m. Do you care at all about?
I feel like
if any sport you would be into, soccer might be one of them. You seem like a soccer person.
Thank you. I think don't care. And I also care less because everybody else, like, there's no hype with soccer, so it's not fun. Like, the only hype you hear from soccer is like political, you know, gender pay gap stuff, and that doesn't get you excited about the sport. That annoys you, you know? So I don't. I've been to one Rowdies game, and I think I'm good for the rest of my life.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I still enjoy those. I don't really understand the game of soccer. It seems a lot like hockey, though, so I could kind of pick it up. But, yeah, I'm glad to have another sports franchise here in the Tampa Bay area. Why not? Very exciting. And I would love to go check out a game, even though I'll have no idea what the hell is happening. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBradio.com is the website. You going to karate class today?
I sure am. I was in a funk yesterday as well, where I just didn't want to do anything, so I didn't go to class yesterday, which I somewhat regret, but sometimes you just got to commit to the decision. So instead of going, I ate cake.
I ate cake. Did you have one of those nightmare days for you where you just become a bottomless pit and go to 7-Eleven?
Yeah. Well, I was trying to monitor what I was eating. I didn't want to overeat because I was planning on going. And then kind of last minute, like the last hour, I was like, I'm not going to go. So I didn't go, and I ended up eating cake. I've recently been introduced to the milk on the cake concept. I did not know that was a thing. I thought people drank the milk with the cake. I didn't know that they took a bowl, put the cake in the bowl, and then poured the milk over the cake.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, much like a baby boy who's just discovered his penis, I've now discovered this, and all I want now is just milk on my cake.
Oh, that's a real fat move. Yeah, that's a real fat person. Oh, yeah. Move.
And then you just drink the milk with the cake particles in it, and it's cereal, essentially, you know.
Yeah. And so
it is. I'm eating it with a spoon, please. So, yeah, it was good. But now that means I usually don't take on Wednesdays, but that means, you know, I need to get back on the grind, which means I need to get ready to get my ass whooped for the next 2 hours. So,
well, it was a pleasure to speak with you, Anna. It was great seeing you. I hope to see you again soon. It was great to have your boyfriend come by, and I sent you $20 for him.
Thank you very much. We were not expecting that. So, you know, thank you. I wasn't looking for money, and I sent it his way. So he's got it.
All right. Good. Good. I just want to make sure you're not embezzling funds here. So I wanted to announce it publicly that I sent him money via you. Anna, great to speak with you again. And I'll talk to you next week, but hopefully I'll see you.
Thank you for having me. Good day. Goodbye, everyone. Anna.
There she goes. She's going to karate class. Goodbye, Anna. Goodbye to you. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a pleasure. Make sure you check out that live stream that's on YouTube and the Facebook page, HMB Radio on Facebook and HMB Radio on YouTube. Just search Hotel Mike Bravo Radio, all one word. Click the bell, and you can watch those videos with us and interact with the show live. Otherwise, you can leave a voicemail at 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com/donate if you're enjoying it. And that's it. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thank you. Please share it. Tell a friend about it. And give it 5 stars wherever you're listening. That stuff really helps out, so appreciate it. My name is Will Coons. This has been HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Talk to you next week. Goodbye.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.